Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Back to scams. When we were chatting with Alphonse last week about his bike, I also asked him about whether he had it tagged. And he said to me he only had the bike. The bike was only new. He hadn't had the opportunity to put a tag on it yet. Which prompted the questions from people. What's a tag, PJ? What tag do you mean? I mean air tags. The little things you can... can tag your possessions with, them, anything from a suitcase to a passport to a motorbike to a car. But people were saying, what's an air tag? What are you talking about? So we got on to Lee McGowran at Silicon Republic. And I asked him that question. Lee's on the phone now to tell me all about it. He said, Lee, what are they? What are they? Because what are they and how do they work, I suppose? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. They're basically just these tracking devices. So again, without advertising AirTag specifically, because there's other ones on the market nowadays, but Apple definitely, I would say, had a head start on it. Essentially, they're connected to the phone and they're little tracking devices. And they were released to be designed so people could keep track of like small personal items that have a tendency to go missing. So keys, wallets, you know, purses, backpacks, that kind of thing. It's linked to an app. So generally, if you want to try and find something, you can use this Find My App, I believe it was called. It might still be called that too.
Like Find My iPad, for example.
Yeah, essentially like Find My iPad, exactly. Now, it had a bit of a shaky start when it came out, and there's still some controversy around this product, just to say. And that's not just Apple's, probably the other ones as well, but Apple definitely took the brunt because... when it first came out, there were reports that it was being used for stalking attempts.
Yeah.
So obviously, someone gets an AirTag, puts it on someone else's item or on their person without them knowing, because these are very small devices, and they would use them to essentially track an individual. So Apple's been trying to work for a couple of years now to try and reduce that problem. I think they're getting there, but there's other reports of these AirTags being used for dangerous purposes. So, you know, there was an example I read recently where someone managed to actually find their stolen vehicle thanks to their AirTag. That's a positive aspect for these things. But there's also examples out there, people warned that criminals are now using AirTags to track vehicles that they eventually plan to steal. So they'll just sneak an AirTag in to the vehicle and then track it down and get it when it's in a vulnerable location.
Let's just talk a little bit about the technology involved, because okay, I have an iPhone. I've always had an iPhone. So if I put, for argument's sake, I put one of these tags on my wallet and I lose my wallet. Now, I'm miles away from my wallet. It's not going to be picked up by the phone. So how does it actually work?
The idea is that if it gets too far away from you, it will actually give you a notification, essentially. It also has a sound attached to it, so a speaker. So this isn't necessarily designed for, you know, if you've lost something miles and miles away. I think it was originally designed more so if, you know, the device has left your person, maybe it's somewhere around the house, or you left it like at a certain location. I was in someone's house, in a friend's house, I was in, you know, a shopping center, I've left, I can't find it. There's a mix of both a map and a sound element to it. So you can get close to it and then you can ping it. And it will release its sound somewhere. It will also sort of give you an estimation of how close you are to the device. So from what I've seen, people do claim that, you know, it is very useful for that, you know.
If, for example, as we were talking to Alphonse last week, now he hadn't fitted his bike with one, but if his bike had had one on it, or if your car has one hidden deep in the glove compartment, what happens?
Well, essentially then, if you have lost your item, let's say in this case the bike, you can then go onto this app, check where the AirTag is, and if the AirTag is still attached to the bike, it will show you where it is on a map, essentially. So if you're able to, if you've lost something, it will be able to let you know. And then also it gives you notifications if something is too far away from you, essentially. I believe that they call this lost mode.
Right.
So if you've gotten too far, it gives you notifications. So for the purpose of keeping an eye for small devices or having it on something like a bike or a vehicle, that kind of thing, it definitely would serve a purpose. There's also vehicle-specific sort of trackers as well, though. You know, that AirTag is more designed for smaller items, I would say. It probably would still serve the same purpose, but I would say if people want to be very secure for the likes of a car, they can also use GPS tracking devices. They have more specific features for security for cars. I think there's some out there that even automatically block an engine of the car if there's theft or unauthorized access. So there's different options out there depending on what you need them for.
Does the world of Android have anything like this? Apple seem to be well ahead.
Apple's well ahead. To my knowledge, I know Android has been working on one. I think it's sort of entering the market, but I don't believe it's definitely hasn't gotten the same traction as the AirTag, but wherever there is a gap, it will be filled. I think Google has a Find My Device network, but it's sort of, it's on the way from what I can see. You know, I think there's only been recent reports in recent weeks that it's getting it up there and kind of rolling out. So Apple definitely seems to have a more dominant hold in this market, but that's likely to change over time.
What's it do? Does it, I know the term is handshake. Does it find other Apple devices and use them to transmit its location? What does it do?
Well, to my knowledge, it's essentially linked to an Apple account. So I suppose it would be linked to whatever devices you've connected to with your account. So, you know, for most people, I would say that would be the device, and then it's paired with your iPhone, let's say.
I see.
So then you have the devices connected to whatever object you want to keep it on. Let's say, you know, for the sake of this, let's say it's on your backpack that has all your belongings. So the device is then connected to the cloud and that type of thing to your phone. So your phone has the location. So the phone is always aware of how close you are to this device. If you get too far away, it will let you know.
I see.
And then if you want, and if it's somewhere in your house you're trying to find it, you can just use your phone to ping it, as they call it, and then it will release a sound.
I think I have a kind of a personal experience. I leave my house without my iPad. I use my iPad for work. If I leave my iPad at home and I get the bus to town, I get a ping on my phone to tell me I've forgotten the iPad. So it's that principle.
Yeah, that's the principle. It's for trying to find like easy to lose objects, and it's also for making sure you're not too far away from very important objects as well.
And how much do these things cost, these little tags?
I'd have to actually check that myself because it's not something I would use personally. I believe they're around €40 generally around. And then obviously I think the app itself is actually free once you have the device. But I think it's more useful given its price. I'd say it's useful for very, very important objects.
Yeah.
Like you're saying there, the tablet you can't leave home without, you know, the wallet that has very important objects, or something that you are known for losing that you just can't lose again, that type of thing. But it's definitely, for a small device, it's, you know, for a small device, still a handy little investment, I would say.
Lee, good talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. That's Lee McGowran at Silicon Republic. More scams being brought to our attention. Well, the ones we know are out there. There are just so many of them. Banking, post office, customs, motorway tolls, electricity bills, electricity credits were caught up in a scam. Premium SMS access is restricted. The bill payer or company administrator can contact AIR to request access to premium SMS. People were getting that. Not even AIR customers were getting it, but AIR customers were getting it. Your AIR contract will be suspended due to failure to accept our new terms of service. Compete at click, click, click to accept. Yeah, I got one of those as well. I got one of those about my home phone. I've not been with AIR from my home phone for God knows how long. Hi, Dad. My phone just broke. This is my new number. You can delete my old number and save this one. Could you send me a message on WhatsApp to such and such a number? Do you know what I do? I answer those ones. Hi, Siobhan. Is that you, love? And if they answer back yes, which sometimes they might, tell him, F off, I don't have a daughter called Siobhan. But most of the time they won't. David says you can get a pack of 4 air tags for only 30 quid from Apple itself. My sister uses them all the time and finds them very, very good. Yeah, there's certainly something worth looking into, particularly if you're an iPhone or iPad user.
Cork's 96 FM.